Today's readings are about bearing fruit. In the Bible, bearing fruit means sharing our love and doing good. That's what God wants from us, to act like Him. He first chose the people of Israel to be witnesses of His love, but they failed Him. And that's what the first reading from Isaiah was about, that story of the vineyard that produced bad grapes unfit for wine. Like those grapevines in the parable, God tried to cultivate the Israelites' love, spend time with them, working with them, giving them loving attention and care, sending them prophets, not stinting on anything. They still did not bear good fruit. They turned out to be a bad harvest, living just like everybody else around them. They worshiped God on Saturdays, but their worship remained separate from their lives. They still didn't share their love. They even reject His Son Jesus, the authority on sharing love, on bearing good fruit, doing good. Jesus prophesies at the end of today's gospel that God will stop building up His kingdom through the Jewish people alone. He will involve more people for that task. And we are that new people. All the Christians in the world who comprise the church. How do we build up God's kingdom of love? How do we connect our worship with our daily lives? We listen to St. Paul in the second reading. His examples say, think positively about beauty and love and justice, world peace, whatever is excellent. But even more, think virtuously. Meditate on the virtues that are noble. Instead of thinking about yourself, think about doing good. This is sound, practical advice for us today. Modern life has brought us so many blessings, but it's also brought with it fast-paced living that tries to lessen our reflective time. It has introduced many new temptations to be selfish and many new ways to sin that threaten the family, the poor, and our love. It takes resolve and prayer to bear good fruit, to share our love, to do good. Society only wants us to get along with each other. It often resents if we try becoming our best selves. But God calls us to live His higher standard by patterning our lives on Christ's love and service. To do that, the church highlights seven virtues we should live by in the catechism. Live with faith that God is always with us. Live in hope that God will love us into eternal life. Live with charity, confident that we can share because God will provide for us. Live with fortitude, persevering when we're rejected for doing God's will. Live with justice, treating others fairly, even if it costs us something. Live with temperance, finding balance in our lives. And that may be the most difficult one for us, given all the demands made on us. It surely requires God's help and prayer. And finally, live with prudence. That one's easy to verify. Check those bank accounts, check statements, credit card statements, see where we spend our money, and then we can see where we're not. We can't work our way into heaven. That takes Christ. But God's Spirit works through us by living these seven virtues. They will make us fruitful. God puts all his heart into coaxing us to bear good fruit, to share his love. As Mother Teresa said, let us do little things with great love. Then when we finally meet Christ, he will see in us a good harvest, good fruit, and we'll inherit the kingdom.